About 1 year ago, state lawmakers rubber-stamped Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to invest hundreds of millions of dollars into a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. So we wanted to check in on the state's investment, and to do that, we're joined by Jim Heaney, editor and executive director of Investigative Post, an online nonprofit news outlet in Western New York. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Nice to be back.
So for starters, can you remind listeners upfront costs being borne by taxpayers for the creation of a new home for the Buffalo Bills, which is ultimately going to cost in excess of $1 billion?
Yeah, it's going to be $1.4 billion. The state's on the hook for $600 million. Erie County's on the hook for $250 million. There are additional costs that will be borne by the public over the course of the 30-year lease, which will put the taxpayers' ultimate subsidy north of $1 billion. The Bills and the NFL's share of it, a good chunk of that's going to be offset by the sale of personal seat licenses that will cost fans probably an arm and a leg. They haven't disclosed what the prices are yet, but they don't come cheap in other markets, and I don't expect they're going to come cheap here. So, you know, the Pegulas are probably going to, out of their own expenses, are probably going to drop a couple $300 million to get $1.4 billion worth of stadium. So very favorable terms for the team.
So we kind of had that picture fleshed out last spring in 2022. Fast forward, though, to today, what do we know about what we're actually getting for the state investment? Obviously, we're getting a stadium, but what else is emerged about the details of this deal?
Well, we've known for quite some time where it's going to be, and it's going to be a suburban location in Orchard Park adjacent to the current stadium. A lot of people find that disappointing. There was a push at one point to build something downtown or close to downtown to have more of a community benefit, more of an economic benefit. But the Bills were pretty insistent on staying out in Orchard Park, and the governor actually capitulated very publicly on that point. Most NFL teams that have built stadiums in the last 10 years have built to a pretty high environmental standard, so-called LEED design, heavy on recycling, energy efficiency, other environmentally friendly design. The Bills aren't doing that. They're going to do some of that, but it's going to be probably the least green stadium design that the NFL has seen in at least the past decade. The county waived the requirement for an environmental impact statement. It's the only major league facility that's been built in New York State in 20 years that did not go through the EIS process. So from an environmental perspective, this is going to be an improvement over the old stadium. But the old stadium is 50 years old, which was built before there were, you know, the kind of environmental standards there are now. So we're not going to get a stadium downtown. We're not going to get a particularly green stadium. The county executive here, Mark Poloncarz, has tried to portray the lease as being ironclad. The Bills are here for 30 years. Well, not really. There's escape clauses in the lease that will allow the team to move if a new owner decides that they want to move. There's financial penalties. But given the cost of franchises these days, they may not be prohibitively expensive. So I think we didn't, you know, we don't have an ironclad lease either.
Well, that's interesting to hear you bring that up, because in 2022, the framing from the governor for why it was so essential for the state to put in money was this idea that we had to prevent the team from looking for another home. But it sounds like we could be essentially building a stadium that will not have an occupant in 30 years if, for some reason, the team owner decides that some other burgeoning metropolis can offer a more exciting opportunity.
Well, here's the deal. Terry Pegula is in his 70s. Is he going to be owning the team in 30 years? No. Is he going to be owning the team even 10 or 15 years, that's questionable, depending on health. Will his kids be able to afford the 40% estate tax on the team when that happens? questionable at best. You know, franchises, the value of franchises are going through the roof. And it's quite possible that 10 years from now, the Bills are going to be worth $8, $10, $12 billion. Nobody in Buffalo has that kind of money. The team would be sold, if the team is sold, to an out-of-towner who may or may not want to keep the team here. The penalties are going to be such, and they could be substantial in the hundreds of millions of dollars. But if you're spending, you know, say $8, $10 billion to buy a team, is a $500 million penalty going to stop you? And you know, people say, well, you know, the NFL would never allow that. Every time a franchise has wanted to relocate in the last 20 years, the league has approved it. So I think that, you know, Hochul and Poloncarz are selling ironclad lease, and it's not. It's simply not. And maybe the team stays. I think it's more likely than not that the team stays, but I think there's a real chance during the course of the 30-year lease that the team will leave because they've left. You know, they've left Oakland, they've left San Diego, they've left St. Louis, they've left Baltimore, they've left Cleveland. You know, Buffalo's not so special when you consider those other things. We may have a great fan base, we may have a loyal fan base, but so did the Colts, so did the Browns, so did the Chargers, so did the Raiders. And they all, those fans all saw their teams leave when somebody saw a greener pasture.
Well, for listeners just joining us, you're listening to the Capital Press Room, and our guest is Jim Heaney, editor and executive director of Investigative Post, an online nonprofit news outlet based out of Western New York. So again, thinking about the approval of the initial money for the stadium, at least the state's share, back in 2022, there wasn't a lot of public discourse or vetting or really analysis that took place that wasn't behind closed doors. So what, if anything, has been done over the ensuing 12 months to publicly debate this deal and the merits of it? For example, has Erie County held hearings? Has the state held hearings? What can you tell us about that process?
There have been some public hearings, including related to the whole environmental impact statement process. But it's been minimal. The politicians in town, I think almost to a person, are scared to death of the Bills leaving on their watch. So nobody wants to rock the boat. There are no taxpayer organizations here to kind of stir the pot as well. Where there could have been some public negotiations involved, the so-called community benefits agreement, where the team was negotiated with the state and the county to provide money to fund community improvement projects. That was done, much like negotiations, done completely behind closed doors, to the extent that the county executive here required people who were involved in the negotiating process to sign non-disclosure agreements to prohibit them from talking to anybody about what was going on in negotiations. There has been, I think, with both Hochul and Poloncarz, a complete disregard for the public's right to know about how these processes have played out. Behind closed doors, ram it through, the taxpayer be damned.
And what about the stadium itself? Have we learned anything fun from maybe a sports fan's point of view about what the stadium will actually look like, the amenities it might offer, how it could compare to, say, the existing aging stadium? Is any of that starting to become clear?
There's been some artist renderings that have been released, and some kind of general feel-good descriptions about what a, you know, terrific fan experience it'll be. You know, the current stadium is pretty Spartan. I mean, it was built in the 70s. It hasn't aged particularly well, although there's been renovations along the way. It's going to be smaller, probably at least 10,000 seats smaller than the existing stadium. Those details, I think, will come forward once the deal is reached final approval. It will be an improvement over what we have now, but you would expect something new replacing something 50 years old would be an upgrade.
Well, finally, is this a foregone conclusion at this point? Are we safe in assuming that the state money is coming, the county money is coming, and all we're waiting for is dotting of I's and T's before breaking ground at some point in the future?
Yeah, it's a done deal to the extent that, you know, the general contractor has already been selected. The whole contracting and development effort is already underway. The state has appointed people to serve on a state agency that will oversee the project. So it's a done deal, like I said earlier, a lot of people are disappointed. They wanted something not out in the remote suburbs. They wanted something greener. A lot of people would have liked to have seen a dome. I mean, there were cost consequences. I mean, this is a less expensive stadium than what could have been built. A dome would have probably been close to double the cost. But I think people are maybe excited about the prospect of a new stadium, but they're not terribly thrilled with the location or the cost to the public.
Well, we've been speaking with Jim Heaney. He's the editor and executive director of Investigative Post, an online nonprofit news outlet in Western New York that you can find at investigativepost.org. Jim, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And for more Capital Press Room content, visit our website, capitalpressroom.org, or check out wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Support for the Capital Press Room provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. Visit unionstrongny.org for more information.